Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Fins fans, join the Miami Dolphins in the fight against cancer with the 12th annual Dolphins Challenge Cancer on Saturday, February 26th. Sign up to participate in this year's run, walk or ride, and raise funds with the DCC, which donates 100% of participant raised funds for innovative cancer research at Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. Find out how you can get involved, register today, and donate at DolphinsChallengeCancer.com. That's DolphinsChallengeCancer.com.
Listen, the DCC just gets bigger and better. The more research, the amount of money that you help us raise between now and the end of February to make it such an important event for Sylvester, which is really just, again, what the doctors they have and the research they're doing. It's fantastic. So we're going to try to do our part. Last year, we had a great time. So we had somebody come in, great people, come in for a two-hour show on a Saturday or Sunday. We find 2 hours before we kick into the NFL playoffs and everything going on here. And you come in, you can promote your company, what you're involved with. It's about your sports that you like the most and everything else, and come in and let it rip. Let it rip with everything. So we'll be doing that again.
Yeah, I was gonna say, most importantly, you can rip whoever you want for like a few hours.
That's
fun, man.
Well,
you get a platform to do some ripping.
It is, but a lot of people that are out there doing it, and like, that guy sucks. How's he keep his job or something? You're going, hey, you're on the air now. And they go, oh, you know, he's not that bad. I mean, you just change. It's normal. It's okay. So anyway, we'll be telling you more about that as we get a little bit closer. And we got a great bid last year and really enjoyed the guys. They were fantastic. So anyway.
We can open that up soon here?
Yeah, we will. Matter of fact, we might do two this year. Claudia has been fantastic, our general manager, about it. So we just may do two. Listen, we got a lot of stuff to get to. The Heat do it again last night on the road against Atlanta, just really impressive. Now 26-15 at the halfway point of the season, man. 41 games in without your two best players. One, well, both actually missing a lot of playing time with an ankle and tailbone and all the other problems they've had. But they just keep winning, man. They're developing guys. Yurtsevin had a double-double last night with 13 points and 10 rebounds. Struess is now in the starting lineup, and you've got two of your best shooters coming off the bench. Martin has been fantastic. So the stories, and for people that have been following this has been one of Spo's best jobs from top to bottom. And the team's deeper than I thought it was going to be, and I think if we were all honest, we'd all admit, yeah, this team's a hell of a lot better. We got a lot of guys who've been on other teams. They're playing a hell of a lot better for us than they did their old teams. And they won 8-10, so really got a rolling. Seven players in double figures last night, so nice story there.
Well, forcing the young guys into playing time at this point, giving them all this action. Look what it's doing for them. And then all of a sudden you'll get Bam back, and all of a sudden you'll get Jimmy back. This team is going to be a little dangerous. towards the end of the season. It will be. They're 26-15 right now. I don't think you could have predicted that if you would have said that Bam would have been out for so long and Jimmy out also.
Well, they're right there, just a couple of games out of first place in the East on top of everything else, and the Panthers are on top along with Tampa Bay. By the way, Tampa Bay just won't go away, will they? It's so funny. I looked at the rivalry, if you saw the last game, and I know the Panthers just kicked the crap out of them in the last game, but Tampa Bay wanted to fight at the end of the game. They could care less. They wanted to fight. And now, folks, we've got ourselves a little bit of a rivalry. It's right. Not all the way there yet. It's not New York Knicks and Miami Heat in the old days. It's not there.
But this was like forced upon the NHL years ago, but now it's a real one.
But now, and by the way, the Tampa Bay's done their part. They've been really frigging good and won back-to-back Stanley Cups. But now you look at the Panthers, and they're going, you know, forget the confidence. We can play with you guys. We look around, the pieces we've added, we've played you. That's going to be a hot ticket, man, going forward. That is going to be really fun. So guess what? What my whole point is, Tampa Bay right now and the Florida Panthers are tied for the best record in the NHL. How about that? So nice story.
See, right?
Good stuff going on there. And we were talking about a lot of other stuff. I want to do this, and I promised myself 3 days of getting and really disappointed with the Miami Dolphins football team in general. And this is not pointing fingers at, well, Chris Greer could have done this or Brian Flores. Come on, Brian, what are you doing? What made you do that? And stuff, some stuff's leaked out, and it has, and it's always a shame when it does. But I don't think the Miami Dolphins can help themselves. They just they feel the need from time to time. It's not one of their strong points. I will tell you, and this is my opinion, that we leak stuff out and we bash people to justify moves we make, which I wish we wouldn't do it. We can deny doing it, but we do it. We do it. So we'll see how it ends for Brian Flores and if he's able to get a job. But some of that stuff's going to hurt Brian Flores going forward trying to get a job.
Right.
Because some GM's going to go, this guy, is he going to pull the power move on me? Hell, he just did it to Chris Greer, who's the nicest guy in the league. So,
well, the number one question they're going to ask him if he walks into one of those meetings, what happened to Miami?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like what? So, all right, Brian, thank you for coming in for your interview today. Tell us what happened at the end there in Miami, or what happened that last year while you're not with them anymore. What happened?
After having two winning records, you have to explain what happened and why you're here today.
Because it wasn't performance-based, that's what we were told, right? There was a communication issue. There was a power struggle. That's what it was. He did not go 4-13 and 1-16
and lose the team last year.
Right. I mean, they lost seven straight, and then they won.
He never lost the team. He never lost the locker room. Any part of the team. Now, I know some guys don't like him. I do know that. And I always say this. Well, it looks like yesterday I got this. Talking to a good friend in the media. And he goes, you know, a lot of guys didn't like him. I said, a lot of guys didn't like Don Shula. A lot of guys didn't like Jimmy Johnson. But they like what they had done in their careers and their resumes. And they like winning games. And they like walking off the field beating the Patriots. And so... But I do agree. There are some people that will go down that will never have nice things to say about Brian Flores. There will be. And I always say this, and because that's the only thing I have to go by. And Coach Shula wasn't, you know, we all loved him at the end when our relationship was a lot different with him. And he wanted to be friends. And you had to kind of step back and go, look, he was pushing us hard. And his motivational tools were to get the most out of us. I didn't like them all. 7, 8, 9, 10 times. I had my moments where I didn't like it. I didn't like the way he motivated me. I didn't like it. Now, I have to admit some of it worked. But I didn't like it. And I didn't like him a lot of days when I went home.
I can imagine.
So I think there are a lot of guys out there would say that about guys they played for. But they'll sit back and go, but he did take me to the playoffs. I mean, in 4 or 5 years, I went to a lot of playoff games. I sit back. Now, I didn't win any championships, no, and I know it's about championships.
Well,
and
you got an AFC.
And I lost twice in the last two Super Bowls. But, man, we won a lot of playoff games, and it was fun. So that part of the thing, but this Chris Greer thing, and I'm getting to this morning, and I wanted to say it. When I see something good that I read, I like people, and I told you, Zach, when I got in, I said, hey, did you read Omar Kelly's article in the Sun Sentinel? I just think it is right on about Chris Greer. And basically, the headline is, how did GM Chris Greer survive again? And he breaks it down. He's got some stuff and explains it and then has the big question mark at the end. How did it happen? Here's what's happened so far with his passive demeanor, which has allowed some coaches to either try to get the power or get the power and more say so with a guy that's not confrontational. But this job is about accountability and production, unless we're going to start changing titles.
I mean,
titles to me, CEO, man. CEO's Tom Garfinkel. It's clear cut. There ain't no doubt about it. And if you're not productive, you don't stay around. Nothing personal, but I got a guy to report to with a lot of different sporting events, and I got to do a good job.
I mean, is there more positive checks than negative checks for Chris Greer when it comes to this roster and this team? In the last couple of years since he's been in charge?
He's done some good things.
Yeah, but
is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking. No, not if he's done good things. I know he's done some good things. I'm saying, is there more positive checks in the positive box than negative?
Well, I would just say that if you're the GM and you've had to fire two coaches, then it's not good.
Okay.
That looks bad on you if the guy underneath you is not getting it done and you know you're involved in picking the players. No matter how much you want to downplay that one, which still pisses me off every day I come on. And I said, I wasn't going to get like this in day four. But apparently, when I see, well, Chris Greer wasn't picking the players by himself. Here we go again. The all fall guy, the guy that's gone, is going to get the blame. Wow, okay, that's the way we roll, right?
I thought an interesting part.
And they don't
part...
roll like this with any other part of this organization. No. There's people, if you're not selling, and if you're not getting corporate sponsorship, and if you can't sell tickets, and if you can't do this, they're getting rid of those guys. Like, hey, nothing personal, right. But I can't keep you. All but one position. So,
which is one of the most important positions in your franchise also.
Anyway, if you get a chance to read, whether you like Omar or not.
It's a good article.
And I know he's a lightning rod, but it's a good little article. I'd love to know what people that get a chance to read it, what they think of some really good stuff that's brought up in there, including Josh Rosen's in the article a little bit, which is – a head scratcher that I haven't talked about. So Adam Gase was not a Josh Rosen guy.
No, it wasn't.
Very clear.
Right.
Adam Gase would spend a lot of time with Mr. GM. And yet we turn around and take him again after we knew how we felt about him. We saw everything. And we took him and gave up a 2 and a 5. Like, what do we think got better about him after the head coach and the staff all said, no, we're not taking that guy?
Rolling the dice, man.
Then we rolled the dice again?
Yep. That's what you did.
That would be one I'd kind of like, hey, can we go back 3 years ago and talk about this one? Just crazy stuff.
And
all
that's
right,
blatantly
listen.
Pointed out in the article, too.
Yeah.
This is to be the third quarterback, if so, that Chris Greer would pick for a team.
No. So he's got some, again.
It's a really good article.
And by the way, it's not a rip job on Chris Greer, and it's not calling him out, and it's not personal. It's just. A really good – Omar didn't get personal on this one.
There's details of what's happened since he's been in charge.
He's got some good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff that we'll jump on this morning here as we go forward, including the old Hall of Fame, man, is down to 15 finalists, including Zach Thomas and 3 University of Miami players. Are we going to get some good news, and how much good news are we going to get here in South Florida? We'll get that list for you. We'll have a lot more, 305-567-0560, if you want to join us on any of this stuff we've been talking about this morning. Got a lot more to get to. Right now, though, I want to talk to you about injuries. I hate talking about injuries because nobody wants to get hurt. You don't want to get hurt. But bottom line is this. If you play active sports, you're going to get injured sooner or later. It's a fact. And then you want to go to doctors that have really good reputations, that have seen your injury and the way you've been injured in a sporting event over and over again with high school, college and professional athletes. Yeah, people ask me all the time, where do the pros go in this town? I go, well, Inter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins to start with. All trust Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute. I just like to call it a big part of Baptist Health South Florida. Man, these doctors are so good. Listen, the only difference, I know there's other good doctors, and I don't want to get into it with doctors. I've been fighting with too many people lately. But these guys, look, it's nothing against the other doctors, but I know most of what they see every day, Achilles, knee, shoulder, ankle, back, hip and knee replacement, hand specialist, those injuries have occurred through sports-related injuries, and that's what these guys see a majority of their practice. But I got good news. We may not be great athletes, but it doesn't matter. They'll have time to see you as well. So next time you have any kind of injury, I want you to remember, again, a big part of Baptist Health South Florida, Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute. One goal, get you back out playing the sports you love the most. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho and make an appointment today.
Giving Props is now live at betql.com/props. It's your chance to win $2,000 each week during the playoffs. 10 prop bets have been posted. Over-unders for Joe Mixon and Dak Prescott, a pick'em game, and more. If you have the most correct picks, you can win $2,000. Just for signing up, you're entered into a random grand prize drawing where someone will win $10,000. It's easy to get in. Just go to betql.com/props. That's betql.com/props.
I got a... another stat before we get to some of this Hall of Fame stuff. I did not realize, and I know one guy didn't play. He barely had a half a cup of coffee, and he was done. Tua did not play one game with Waddle, Fuller, and Parker.
Wow. Well, it's not surprising, I guess.
I mean, Fuller only played basically right. A game and a half or two games, and Waddle played the full thing, and I think Devontae played like 10 games, missed 7 or 8 games, somewhere in there.
So the big picture before the season of having all these guys out there with Tua to give him his best shot to be the best quarterback he could, we never got to see it.
So let's look back at that vision. Well, I went to too many practices, but so Waddle was out there limping through, but kept going and worked through it. So whatever it was, it didn't affect him. Fuller was out. Parker was out, and Preston Williams. By the way, goodbye, Preston. Take care of yourself. Right. Sorry it didn't work out, but whatever that was, you're not coming off a 90-catch season. Those three guys stood next to each other like statues every day at practice. And by the way, the whole camp. So I just never remember guys missing all a camp and then going, hey, regular season, let's roll. So anyway,
never got to see it.
Never got to see. And by the way,
Will Fuller still on the team?
No,
I mean
1 year deal.
Right.
He's, okay.
Come on. The year's over.
I heard he's working on building a beautiful home down here. So
is he retiring? Like
I'm gonna guess he's still gonna try to play.
Right.
Why would he stop? Somebody would give him a minimum wage and see how he plays.
Will they? Fresh legs.
Yeah. Speed kills, man.
Right, he's got fresh legs.
But, I mean, you got whoever it is, it won't be this team, but somebody's going to have to ask, do you want to play? I mean, it's great, and we saw your film from 2 years ago, but do you still want to play, or is it retirement time here in South Florida?
Is this right? He had 26 yards for the Dolphins?
The what?
He had 26 yards.
I think he had 4 for 26.
Yeah.
Looked I can't like my
he had
stats.
That many.
That's what he had,
no.
4 for 26.
It was
so you didn't get that 1 year $10 million deal.
He scored 2 points,
though.
I guess he had a 2-point conversion.
He did have a 2-point conversion in there.
That's big.
But you look at this and you're going, I remember sitting here before the year going, man, I can't wait. We're going to be so fast. It's going to be unbelievable. Waddle, Fuller, and Parker. My God,
Joe, you had the billboard. Speed kills in the preseason.
And
we had it ready to go.
Didn't Speed sat out is what
right.
It should have been. Speed did not play. So
you don't think they bring him back, though? I mean, I know they like injured players.
Stop it.
It's not going to happen. Your sarcasm.
Right. What were the numbers again?
Your sarcasm's not wanted right now, okay? Right. We're in day 4. Your sarcasm.
Wearing thin.
Your sarcasm right there with we'll probably bring him
but
back.
But all we can do is laugh.
Yeah.
The Dolphins situation.
He
now,
got
right?
paid $10 million for 4 catches.
He made
it's
a lot
expensive.
Of money.
He got $2.5 million a
they
catch.
They have to pay him? I mean, everything He gets it all.
Yes,
huh?
You have to pay him.
Hey, by the way, dollar. And the other part of this, there's a lot of people in that organization that think it was a nice little cover-up, that it was a lot more than just that hand that kept him out. There were guys that had blown out ACLs that came back before.
It is incredible.
Well, he never came back, so we don't know.
Right, we have no idea.
Still don't know if he's 100%. Still don't know where he is on this thing. All right, so let's flip it over to this Hall of Fame. I'm excited about this, and I'm going to tell you why. First of all, I'm a huge Zach Thomas fan. He's down to a finalist here in year three.
Like, enough already. Get him in there.
Now, you look at all the names. There's a lot of good players. There's a lot of guys that are really good. And I'm also really excited to see if we don't get a University of Miami guy in there. Reggie Wayne, Andre Johnson, and Devin Hester are three finalists as well.
Your best guess for the one out of the three that has the best chance of getting this year.
So, knowing the human side of this, I'm going to go with Andre Johnson because, as far as I know, we've never had anybody from the Houston Texans make the Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay. All right. That's definitely something to think about.
He played hard. He was physical. He obviously goes back to when this thing basically started, and it wasn't very pretty. And he had some really, I almost said the S word, he had some real rough quarterbacks.
Yeah, bad ones. You could say it, bad quarterbacks.
Now, you can't hold it against Reggie.
That he played with Peyton and had Marvin Harris. Yeah, I know, I get it. Yeah, fine.
So, and Red should get in at some point. There's no way they're all getting in. And then the one that's really unique, and clearly, I think we'd all agree you go by numbers, Devin Hester's the greatest return man in the history of the NFL. Now, some will say, well, Deion was, even though his numbers, Deion was unbelievable, but I'm going to leave Deion as a great return guy slash maybe the greatest cover corner of all time. And what he did and the way teams stayed away from him for years throwing the football. But it's just something brand new. I don't think we have a return specialist in the Hall of Fame. We've had trouble getting punters in. I know Ray Guy's in. And there's some great field goal kickers that have been clutch in big games that will make it in time in there. But I am really curious to see. The fact that he made the 15 finalists tells you, real quiet guy, went about his business, 19 touchdowns for return touchdowns, 14 through the way of punt returns and 5 kickoff returns.
It's incredible.
And I just think of the guys that have done it, like O.J. McDuffie, who we talked about yesterday. Hey, O.J. had that job for a while, too. He could tell you, man, that's not an easy one.
Right.
Because it's even when you make a great move, you got to outrun dudes, and there's a lot of fast guys on the return teams, and
well, Devin had a little bit of a hole. He was gone. He shot it like a rocket.
He was a burner. Right. He could really run. So yeah, I think I'm just
so Andre would be your best guess if only one got in this year. I think I have to agree with you on that one too, because I didn't even put in the Houston thing. I didn't even think about that at first, and you're right. There's got to be a little bit of historical thing. He's got good numbers. It's amazing how close him and Reggie's numbers are, like you said. They are really close.
And then I there's not a lot of linebackers. Matter of fact, I don't know if there's any in the final 15, but Zach Thomas, 7-time Pro Bowler, a tackling machine on some really good defenses, did everything right. Also, one of the top two disappearing acts in the history of Miami Dolphins football. You know who the other guy is?
Let's see, Zach and
there's another guy that lives here in town. Cam Wake.
Yeah,
Cam Wake and we're coming up with a new award. Guys you can't find, but they're here in town that were great players, and there's two of them. And it's so weird. Like, if I was as good as you two, I'd be going out shaking hands and letting people see me from time to time.
What did Zach always tell you when you do run into him? If he does get on the radio or get on TV, he's just going to let it, you know, he has a hard time holding back. That's the reason why he doesn't want to get into this.
He said, every time I come on and I say something, it's all over the newspaper.
It's front page. So he doesn't talk a lot. So, by the way, there's four modern era finalists, four linebackers on there. It's Zach. It's DeMarcus Ware, considered a linebacker. Patrick Willis.
Oh,
and
Patrick
Sam
Willis
Mills
is
still
Sam
on
Mills.
There. But out of those four, honestly,
DeMarcus Ware is going to go as a pass rusher.
Right. He should be going in as an end. Right.
He's probably going to get in because of 138 and a half sacks.
Yeah, that'll do it for you. Yeah, yeah. I think so. But he's more of a pass rusher.
Sacks are sexy.
Yeah.
Sacks are Hall of Fame, like catches and yards and maybe too sexy. Maybe we've gotten a little carried away, but
But it goes back to the Urlacher thing for me. You look at those two numbers, those two guys. You just take the names off there, put their stats up against each other. You think it was almost the same guy. Even Zach better, probably numbers.
My vision of Zach Thomas will always be, and I think most Dolphin fans, like he would take off before the ball was snapped left or right or hit a gap full speed, knowing what the damn play was. By formation, by leaning too far, he picked up little things. I've just listened to Channing and other guys say, Joe, he picked up things and would tell us things in meetings where he did all the work and all the homework and watched. Like, I could see why he doesn't want to go coach. Like, anybody put in that amount of time probably said, there's no way I want to spend my life. And I will just tell you this, too. There's a chance that Zach Thomas is one of the top three wealthiest former Dolphin players of all time. I wouldn't want to coach either.
He doesn't really need
to. Hey, man, that's a good thing, Zach, if you're out there listening, bro. That's a good thing, what I just said.
How about Channing, by the way, when it's all said and done, when Zach does eventually get in, that linebacker core that he came into as a rookie, that room he walked into with Junior, Jason, Zach, and him as a starting four linebackers.
Pretty good group.
Wow.
Pretty good group.
Wow.
Yeah.
Zach's got to get in. Enough already. Like, get him in there.
We're going to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to. 305-567-0560. I'm trying really hard, even though the article, Omar, outstanding article on Chris Greer today, How Does He Survive?, which has been kind of the theme of the last few days.
It's like winking at you.
And it's you're baiting me, Omar. You're baiting me. You're trying to pull me back in.
He's not trying. He did. He pulled you back in.
Omar's trying to pull me back in.
Was that from The Godfather, right?
Right.
Just when I said I'm done, I'm out for a while, I get pulled right back in by one of Omar's best articles.
This is a really good article by Omar.
Really good.
Yep.
Not a particularly great film, but good article.
Oh, stop. No hot take from you now. Stop it. Not a good film, Joe. Don't even stop it.
It drags.
Stop.
Headlines are next.
Speaking of dragon.
You're going to promote yourself and tell me, are you
Godfather's
you're ripping
bad
the
movie.
Godfather?
Right.
Promoting myself, promoting the show.
You're unbelievable. Can you just do me a favor? Just stick to babysitting stuff or what you and your son like to watch cartoons-wise and stuff. Instead of coming out and saying Godfather sucks, you sound stupid. Stop it.
Like I said earlier that there's a children's movie that I liked.
Why don't we just do kids' movies today? We'll do kids' movies, all the kids' movies. On this show.
Top
that'd 10? Be real good. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about something that's really good. Michael Kotze's not talking about kids' movies. I'll tell you what he's doing. He wants everybody to know those interest rates are going up. Inflation is here, folks. You know that. Last chance to lock in your mortgage rate under 2.5 with no prepayment penalty. Rental inventory is very low and, as you probably know, very pricey. Now's the time to stop wasting money renting and consider buying without wasting money on a first and a last and a security deposit. Next thing you're going, what the hell am I doing? It's $6,000-$7,000 out of pocket. If you have mortgage insurance, also known as PMI, please call Michael Kotze to get this thing removed. He's doing a lot of good things, and he's working when the banks say no, or it's going to take for a long time to get you approved. Michael Kotze says, bring it here. Let me do it. I've been doing it for 25 years. I've been making loans happen, man. Even when your credit score's taking a little bit of a hit, it doesn't matter. He finds creative ways. He gets you approved in half the time that the banks do. Reverse mortgages, debt consolidation, VA loans, I can go on and on. Are you ready to have a conversation and get approved and get rolling the right direction and not get bad news or you can't get a hold of somebody? Hey, I'm telling you, Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage is really, really good. Get pre-approved in minutes for free when you call Michael Kotze. Here's his cell phone number. Call or text him today, 561-441-2730, 561-441-2730, or visit choicemortgage.com, MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
And now it's time for Hollywood's headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us today there, sir?
All right, guys. I just before we do this story here, I just want to let you know that I didn't verify this, and nothing that we say in this segment should be taken as like medical advice. But I found this in, like, Barstool. But cannabis compounds prevented a COVID infection in a laboratory study. It says cannabis compounds prevented the virus that causes COVID-19 from penetrating healthy human cells, according to a laboratory study published in the Journal of Nature Products. I'm not familiar with the journal, per se.
And, well, you already, you're talking about it, so don't try to downplay it. You already mentioned it.
Well, if it works, it works. Mm. I'm not saying everyone should go out and try it, but if it works, it works.
I'm sure there's a lot of people already trying it. I don't think you have to worry about that.
That's good news, I guess, right?
Don't you have a couple gummy bears? Maybe you won't get COVID again.
Right. I don't smoke marijuana.
You'll eat a bear here and there, though.
Time to time.
Nothing wrong with the bear.
Oh, a little gummy bear.
A little gummy bear or a little cookie. Never hurt anybody little, from time to time.
Nerd's rope.
Anyway.
Are you a gummy candy guy?
No.
Or is that, you can't really do that, right? The teeth?
I don't know. I just don't like gummy bears unless.
Really? Like there's no gummy candy that you used to like when you could eat that kind of stuff?
I've just never been a gummy bear guy.
Really?
Nah. Hate to break it to you, but no.
I'm going to have to bring, I got these gummy peaches at home that are just fantastic.
Good, Woody. You can do that while you're watching a kids' movies. It would be great. All the fruity stuff. I'm sure that would be a lot of fun. Disney
fruity
World
stuff.
Special.
Yeah, that's funny. By the way, we have the slime game this weekend. We'll talk more about that tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
The slime game goes over big in my house.
Right after they watch that movie.
You're going to be a new sports show, me and my son.
Leon in Hollywood. I'd listen.
Who wouldn't? All right.
No, Joe.
Me. I like Leon, but no, not his dad.
All right, Ben Simmons. This thing seems to be no closer to getting resolved here as the Sixers want a top 25 player. Ben Simmons is not good at basketball and doesn't want to play for the Sixers, so we're kind of at a stalemate here.
What a nightmare situation for the 76ers. It's
not good. Not good.
Ben's agency just wants to give him away, and they're like, we're not just going to give him away, but it's obvious he's not very good or people would be.
Well, you'd have to find some dopes that are willing to take on his five-year, $177 million max contract, which
he
signed through 2024.
Or disgruntled players.
Of course, if he could shoot, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
That's true. Or you have to find a guy on a team making a good amount of money that just doesn't want to be there anymore.
Explain a guy that's a first overall pick that is such a bad shooter, and he's a guard. How do you explain?
Well, I think it's easy. I don't think he cares.
That's what I said. I don't think he practices in the offseason.
And we've debated Ben Simmons a lot. Yeah. If he cared, he'd be playing.
No, he could play.
I mean,
I'm
never
talking
see,
about shooting
when
better.
When was the last time we saw a 25-year-old guy who's – supposedly talented. Again, I think he's terrible. But when was the last time you saw a guy like this just sit out for no reason? Like, what is he sitting out for? Because he's
well, it'd be one thing
pouty?
If he's sitting out to get a contract, but he got his contract, and now he's pouting.
By the way, you were atrocious when your team needed you. Like, what did you expect him to say?
Well, will he ever live that down?
No, and can you imagine the first time, if he does suit up, it'll be the point it'll crush him.
Yeah.
He'll get booed so badly in some of the comments he'll hear at a Philadelphia game.
Good luck getting a top 25 player back for him. Do the Kings have anyone?
Well, that's funny you said that. I was thinking, see, Sacramento Kings always got disgruntled players out there.
It's true.
If you can't find something.
Well, the kid in Atlanta is now disgruntled with the Collins kid. He wants out. He just got a 25 million.
He wanted out, though, before, and then he signed the contract.
Right, but now he's got his 25 million a year. At least you got some money lined up there to if you want to get a trade going. Trae Young and Ben Simmons together?
I don't know.
In Atlanta?
Imagine this guy crying like the bitch that he is that the Sixers don't want him. They gave him $177 million.
Sure did.
It's a bad look, Woody. I totally agree.
What a bum.
It's a bad look. Instead of just saying, hey, I got to come back and work on my game, and he pulls this whatever it is.
That's new school right there, right? Is that what we
That's
call that?
That's kind of a new school thing, yeah.
sitting out.
Part of the new world.
I'm taking my ball and going home.
That's yes. It.
So no one else can play.
Right.
All right. Tom Brady officially launched his Brady clothing line here. They're basically just T-shirts and hoodies that just say Brady across the chest.
How are they doing?
I don't know how they're selling so far. I know that they are very pricey. The hat will run you $65.
What?
The short sleeve T-shirt will run you $75. The joggers, which are like sweatpants, will run you $160. And if you really want to get nuts, the Brady rain jacket will run you $350.
Come on. Come on.
The most wallet-friendly
item. Does it come with
item,
a Super Bowl ring?
The cheapest item you can buy if you really want something with a Brady logo are the socks. For $20, and you'll get one pair.
Damn, I like Tom Brady, but he's gone too far this time.
Antonio Brown's not buying any of that stuff.
So I usually, like, I like Tom Brady a lot, and I would consider his prices are obscene, but the stuff's hideous. I mean, they look like they're T-shirts that just say Brady on them.
And how much is just the actual T-shirt again? What'd you say, 60 or 75?
75.
$75 for a T-shirt.
Yeah, the hat's 65.
Sorry, I apologize.
Wow.
Yeah. You get the socks for 20.
Yeah, get a pair of socks, Joe.
Well, we're going to find out how much and what his fan base really thinks of him. Are they going to buy his stuff?
His stuff's always been expensive, though. Remember he came out with those pajamas for Under Armour? The recovery pajamas?
Oh, God.
They were like $200, and it was supposed to make you like recover while you sleep or some nonsense like that.
You don't think Philadelphia can go into Tampa Bay and win that game, do you?
What does this have to do with his pajamas?
I'm tired of talking about his friggin' pajamas.
Pajamas?
You want to talk memorabilia? Because we can do that too, Joe. All right. We had a Nikola Tesla letter in which he evaluates, let me elaborate here. He evaluates his place among Thomas Edison and Alexander Graham Bell. A handwritten letter by Nikola Tesla. Any idea what that sold for at auction?
$15.
No, $341,295. We have another item from when Joe was a young man. The Wilt Chamberlain 100-point game signed program and PSA-graded ticket stub.
That's pretty cool.
Current bid, $80,406.
Wow.
That's a lot of
How
money.
Old are you when that game happened?
Wilt is
like
still.
20 or 25,
what year was
30?
That?
I don't know. 1910 or something.
I remember. 100-point game.
I remember
in the 60s,
one.
Right?
By the way, there are some records that will never be broken.
100 points in a game.
And nobody getting 100 in a game. We've had guys get 80.
Right. Kobe got 81, and I thought that would, was close, but he had to push it, man, to get that.
Another item for you, since we've been talking about Tom Brady this morning, we have a Tom Brady NFL debut ticket, a PSA 7. You know your grading scale, Joe.
It's not a 10.
It's not a 10, but it's a 7.
Not a
it's
9.
In pretty good shape.
seven.
I'm embarrassed
eight,
to tell you I know
nine.
About this stuff because of our friends. Yes.
Original cost of the ticket $40. Now you can't even buy this thing outright. You it went for sale you can buy shares $10 a piece.
Shares. Jeez.
Because the ticket is valued at $107,750.
For a ticket.
For a ticket stub.
For a ticket. By the way, March 2nd, 1962 was the 100-point game.
Yeah.
I was off by like 50 years.
Yeah.
Wow. It was 1910. Yeah. Final story here for you this morning. We had another airline situation here. A Miami-bound American Airlines flight had to be grounded Tuesday night after a passenger rushed into the cockpit and damaged some of the controls.
What? The hell's wrong with people?
This is during
that,
the boarding
by
of a
way,
flight.
That's scary.
Right.
Well,
that's
no. It wasn't
scary.
During the flight. This wasn't a hijacking. I
no, but like as you're
that,
getting
but...
on the plane, you're boarding. This guy.
Well, so
life
what
in
happened
prison.
Was, so they're boarding the flight. It's from San something Honduras to Miami here, and he entered the open flight deck. You know the thing's open when you walk on the plane. You're not supposed to go in there. I think most people know that. And he entered the open flight deck and caused damage to the aircraft. And he thought he would be slick. By exiting out the cockpit window.
Oh, there you go.
Which, by the way, also, if you've ever seen a commercial plane, you're driven past an airport and seen one of those things, it's kind of a far fall.
Yeah.
He didn't jump out. Part of broken both of his legs. But anyway, they had to get a new plane because this guy damaged stuff in the front of the plane. And
I mean, this might
take the cake right there, man. This is crazy.
But no, it wasn't like a hijack or anything like that.
Yeah,
well, thank goodness.
You ever seen that the Harrison Ford movie?
Air Force One?
Yeah, where they hijacked the plane. It's a good movie. So since we've been talking about movies today.
Yeah.
I don't know why I just thought of that. He was like, get off my plane.
That's the line, right? That's the line.
What the hell is wrong with people?
Give me back my plane or whatever, yeah.
I'll tell you what, you do look around a little bit when you get on a plane now, since I've done a lot of traveling here in the last four or five months.
But in this story, you don't even, it's getting on the plane. It's not even actually sitting.
I'm just saying, you look to see who's liquored up and how bad it's going to be and see how they're going to, airline's going to handle it. Crazy, crazy times. All right, listen, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up here. We got a lot more stuff to get to. So stay with us. We'll get all caught up in the 8 o'clock hour.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.